why even do analytics, right? Because we could totally have made this game bot, our game mic bot, made it and threw it out there in the world, right? And
without knowing,
without just, I'm done. I made it. It's out there, and the only, and I don't care about the feedback because I made it, and that's it. Like, you could totally do that. If that's the way you want to make product, then analytics are not for you. Like, analytics is about listening and learning, right? So what is happening with your product? Is it doing what you think it should be doing? Are your users expecting different things? Like, this whole concept of, like, expectation and affordance. And then, is your product achieving the goal that you think it should be achieving, right? And that's what Dashbot is about. It's about listening and presenting to you actionable information with which you take that as feedback and then make improvements on your product, right? So that's at a very high level. That's what any analytics or listening or improvement tool should do. So with that in mind, you know, at a very high level, integration with Dashbot is basically every time your bot receives a message, you send us a copy. Every time your bot sends a message, you send us a copy. And we can start reconstructing that entire transcript for you. You can view the transcript, which is very helpful, right? For those of us that have done web and mobile design, like, we used to have to imagine, given a website, we're like, cool. So they came to the homepage, they clicked on this product page, and they added to cart. So I think they want this product now. And now they disappeared, right? It's like, and so you're trying to guess by these almost like tiny little flashes of information what people were doing. With conversation, you can actually see, you know, I say, you know, hey, you know, I would love a black sweater. You're like, okay, cool, that has some texture to it. It's like, I would love a black sweater for my brother. That's actually more information than just clicking on a black sweater product page, right? So you're starting to get more texture and information about why this person wants something. And I think that's really amazing with conversation, is that from the web days, you only know, cool, this person wants a black sweater. With conversation, now you can add texture to it. You can be like, cool, why do they, is it a gift? Is it for themselves? And I think that type of interaction is what we had when we had the real world store, where you walked into a store and you talked to the sales clerk and said, I would love, you know, I'm looking for a sweater for my, you know, for a gift. And they take all those inputs and come up with that product. And I think